From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush's main advisor on terrorism is joining the exodus of influential figures who are leaving the administration. Frances Townsend is the president's assistant for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. She's served in the White House for 4.5 years and says she'll be looking for work in the private sector. I spoke with Townsend earlier today. Given the top al-Qaeda leaders Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri are still at large, I asked her whether that represents a fundamental failure of administration policy.
There's no question that capturing and bringing them to justice is a huge priority for the president and for the administration, and we devote tremendous resources to it. We've had successes working with our Pakistani allies and capturing or killing top al-Qaeda leadership, and we continue to target those that you've mentioned to bring them to justice. And I'm confident that between our intelligence resources and our military resources working with our Pakistani allies, we will be successful.
So why do you think that hasn't happened up until now?
I hesitate to say. None of this is easy. I mean, I think that's obvious. But look at Imad Mughniyeh, who was the military leader of Hezbollah, who was responsible for the Beirut barracks bombing. He's still at large. We target efforts against him, but that goes back to the 1980s. Terrorist leaders are very savvy in terms of their security. And so we put enormous resources against it. We will do that for decades or as long as it takes. But we have to understand that this is not an easy task.
There has been, though, a lot of criticism of the engagement of Pakistan's president, General Musharraf, toward taking on al-Qaeda. Do you think that government has done enough?
You know, my staff would laugh at the question because, of course, I'm never satisfied that anything is enough. That's my job. But let's be clear. We've had a lot of our successes working with General Musharraf. He's been the subject of at least 3 assassination attempts. And so he understands very well personally the threat of al-Qaeda. Do we want more? Do we want greater cooperation? Yes, we do. And we work with them to try and get that greater cooperation.
Do you think that task is more complicated now that General Musharraf is embroiled in all of these domestic troubles at home and has imposed a state of emergency? Isn't his attention elsewhere right now?
Well, no question that it represents difficulty for us in terms of our counterterrorism activities. But be sure that there are Pakistani intelligence and military resources that are still devoted to the fight against terrorism.
What more would you have the government of Pakistan do to try to root out al-Qaeda?
This is a complicated issue, as you understand, because, of course, in the tribal areas, the writ of the Pakistani government has never run, not just under President Musharraf, but they've never had the full writ of the Pakistani government run through the tribal areas. And that means it becomes something of an ungoverned space. It is very tribal. It is difficult for the Pakistani forces to operate. And so the most important thing to us is that we have common objectives and joint capability where we can be most effective in leveraging that capability against our enemies in the tribal areas.
Do you think that the al-Qaeda leadership in Pakistan could be uprooted without U.S. ground engagement?
Difficult to say. I wouldn't rule it out. But we use all of the tools of national power that we have, whether that's intelligence or law enforcement or military. And what you do is you leverage each of those tools to find the most effective solution.
You're saying you wouldn't rule out ground action by U.S. troops in Pakistan?
I wouldn't rule it out. I think it would be foolish to say absolutely not, never. The first and foremost, we want to work with our Pakistani allies to address the al-Qaeda issue in Pakistan.
Ms. Townsend, what would you say the focus should be for whoever replaces you at the White House in this job?
Well, there's no question. We still have a lot of work to get done. One of the things that I've spoken to my staff and others here in the White House about is as we head into the 2008 elections and then the inauguration of a new president, this will be the first formal transfer of presidential power since September the 11th. And we know from al-Qaeda's activities, we saw the bombings in Madrid before their presidential election. We saw the bombings in Glasgow 48 hours after Gordon Brown took power. We understand that al-Qaeda views these periods as a period of vulnerability to take advantage of. And so I believe we have a real obligation to plan for contingencies around that period and understand the vulnerability. And we will work very closely and much earlier than I think we ever have before with the newly elected president and his or her team in 2008 as they head towards the inauguration.
Frances Townsend, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Frances Townsend, who today announced she is stepping down as the president's chief advisor on Homeland Security.